be seated.
Well, there's a lot to be praying about, and prayer, I believe, needs to be refocused back in the lives of the church, because there's power in prayer, because of the power comes from the one who you're praying to, and that you're relying on him, you're showing him that you are leaning on him, you trust him, and you want to obey God. And that the words that we offer up is just not for God to do, it's for God to allow, be allowed to do. A lot of times we pray prayers that we ask God for this and ask God for this and ask God for this, and we're not willing to put into the action part to allow him to work that prayer out through our lives. So I just pray that as we're I'm guiding down through these words that these will be your prayers for these children. And like I said, make sure you make a commitment today to get one of those magnets, if not two, and pray individually. Maybe even just get to know the child. Find out what classes they're in. Find out what activities they're in. And if you adopt them, prayer is a powerful thing. But also build a relationship with them. Maybe go to some of their plays. Maybe go to some of their events. And if it's just one or two, that's not overwhelming. So if everybody adopted two children to invest their life in, then all the children that we're reaching out to and that are here will feel that they're cared for by somebody here at the church. They expect it from mom and dad, and they don't expect it from the church. What a great example we can be as a light to Christ at this time. So what I'm going to do is we're going to start kind of from the older children still and work our way to the youngest, just so that the youngest won't get a little fidgety on us during that time. So, but I want to pray over the college and the high school. But to save myself and to save this flowing, God has blessed me with an assistant. So I asked Sister Patsy Yoder to come up and help me to be able to handle this morning and handle it in a lot better the way than I could handle it by myself. Okay, so she's going to make her way there to the podium here, and then we're going to name off some of the names, and we got the college age and we got the high school age here. And so as you are, your name is read. If you're here, it's not a have to, but it would be a great blessing for you to make your way down here and stand here with us as we pray over you. And then for the college age and high school, don't go back to your seats. Stay up here as we introduce the middle school and our elementary school and our preschool. Now, the preschoolers, if you want to bring your parents with you so that we can pray over them, you bring them along with you, okay? And that would be a blessing to them as well. So any parents that want to be involved with that prayer and feel like, I'd rather be up there with my student, my child, then we want you to participate with that and be up here as we pray over them. So I'm going to have Sister Patsy start us out with the college as well as the high school.
College parents and high school parents, you can come too. Our college students, Kaylin Bibby, be her second year at Lipscomb University, also will be going abroad for a study, so special prayers needed there. Alex Bogues, I'm sorry.
Bogues?
Bogues. Mm-hmm. He asked for help. I need help. Alex Bogues, second year at CVCC. Marissa Baker, her second year at CVCC. Paxton Powell, his second year at Lipscomb. I think Paxton's already gone. David Watkins, his second year at Harding University.
And Paxton and David's already at school, so.
Prayers travel. Awana Bertrand, graduate school, Lenore Ryan University. Dylan King, graduate school, Lenore Ryan University. Nicolette Steelman, senior, Western Carolina University. That is our college and other. Our high school, Hannah Watkins, 10th grade, Discovery High. Sarah Watkins, 12th grade, Discovery High. Braden Wharton, 12th grade. Fred T. Ford. Lucas Arnett, 11th grade, Eastburg High School. Morgan Bibby, 12th grade, Conover School. Kaylee Bohm, homeschool, 11th grade. Jonquavius Keys, 11th grade, St. Stephen's High School. Ryan Lipford, 10th grade, homeschool. Carson Osborne, 11th grade, Asheville School. Innocence Payne, 9th grade, St. Stephen's High School. And Mariah Culpepper, 10th grade, Discovery High School.
All right, let's thank God for
I'm sorry, I missed one. Grayson Creekmore, 10th grade, Newton Conover High School. I'm sorry.
Which actually, is she here today? Is she here today?
Grayson.
Oh, Grayson. Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Grayson.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. All right. I don't know if Morgan knows, but Morgan can join us. Is she there in the back? Unless she's sound asleep. I will have to say, Morgan, one of the skills that God has given her is that teachers don't teach her, she teaches the teacher, okay? So we'll be praying for them a little bit. But here's our group from college and high school, and I'd ask you to bow your hearts with me as we pray over them. God, our Creator, our Lord, we approach you this morning in prayer to ask you to guide and protect our students. We pray for our college and our high school students now. And we desire more than mere survival. So we pray that you will make them outstanding leaders. Make them imitators of your character to be secure in their faith in you. Our college and high school students deal with tests often. But not just with their courses, but in their spiritual lives. Help them to be bold in the sense that their faith won't be shaken by those who attack or question it. Give them knowledge of your word and time to meditate often on its truths. Teach them to respect others' beliefs without compromising their own. And in a world where values are decreasing, morality is fading, and persecution is increasing, Help our students to walk humbly with you, to honor you daily, and to remain true to their belief in Jesus Christ, your Son. And it's in his name we pray for them, and all together we say, amen. Now we're going to bring up the middle school, elementary school, and preschool.
Again, parents, you're welcome too. We'll start with middle school. Aubrey Hearn, 6th grade, Gamewell Middle. Cohen Killian, 6th grade, Snow Creek Elementary. Sadie Osborne, 6th grade, Hickory Day School. Isaiah Payne, 6th grade, Webb A. Murray Elementary. Amaya Edwards, 6th grade, Grandview Middle. Jaden Grimes, 6th grade, Liberty Middle. Our elementary school, Jude Eaton, 1st grade, Claremont Elementary. Rosalind Fecto, 1st grade, Jenkins Elementary. Bella Holt, 2nd grade, Whitnall Grade School in Lenoir. Landon Killian, 3rd grade, Snow Creek Elementary. Sanaya Crawford, 3rd grade, Blackburn Elementary. Israel Payne, 4th grade, Webb A. Murray. Ariana Nash, kindergarten, Longview Elementary. Ariana Dillingham, kindergarten, Longview Elementary. Faith Nicole, 3rd grade, Longview Elementary. Kalani Keys, 2nd grade, Webb A. Murray Elementary. Kamani Wilkes, kindergarten, Webb A. Murray Elementary. Era Burkhalter, 5th grade, North Carolina Virtual Academy. Gabe Burkhalter, 4th grade, North Carolina Virtual Academy. Lily Perkins, 6th grade, Mountain View Elementary. And our littles, Graylin Snyder, preschool, Tabernacle Christian. Liam Snyder, preschool, Tabernacle Christian.
Oh, she's ready to go.
She's got it. And Quinn Keim, daycare, Sandbox Child Care Center.
All right, let's give God praise for our group that just came up. Now let us bow our hearts in prayer for them. Lord Jesus, we ask you to give comfort to our students, as school can be a welcome place or a lonely experience. Guide them as they make new friends. Encourage them. Give them confidence. Give them the assurance that you are always with them. Show our students how to bless their friends with your godly influence, and help them to stay strong to you with that influence, because the influence of the world will be a pressure. Help them to take the initiative in helping others with kindness and unselfishness. When others may come to bully or to harm or to harass, help them to pray for those students, so whatever is said will only bring a blessing to those against them. May they always know that you are their best friend, Lord. And bless all of our students with good, steady habits that help them do their best. Teach them how to manage their time and their energy. Show them the importance of learning and give them the persistence and the desire to follow through with each assignment that is given. Help them to limit their distractions that would keep them from doing their best. When things are difficult, provide for them the help that they need. Help them to be excited about their studies and to be creative. Help them to respect their teachers and their principal, as the guidance and the discipline that they give is necessary for their development. Help our students to always remember who they are and who they belong to. And it's through Jesus Christ's name we say together, amen. All right, we got one more important set to pray over, and that's principals and teachers. And so we got a few of those to name. So I'll let Patsy name those. And please, if you're here, come on up front.
As a former educator, I was reminded many children, and you know this, many children don't show up prepared to learn because they are needing to be shown that they belong, that they're loved, that they're cared for. Some children show up to be safe. Some children show up to be fed. And you as educators know that, and you need special blessings to provide that for these children. Kelsey Powell, American Renaissance School, teacher assistant. Kim Adcock, Arndt Middle School, administration. Laura Parnell, Caldwell County Schools. Ashley Lohman, St. Stephen's Elementary, second grade. Danielle King, Walter Johnson Middle School, teacher assistant. Angela Garcia, Webb A. Murray Elementary, principal. Jennifer Steelman, Hickory Christian Academy, teacher assistant. Have we missed anyone? Alicia Lipford.
Do we have anybody else? Pardon me? Oh, here we go. Here's Ryan. Hey, Ryan, come on up here. Yeah, it wouldn't be the same without me right now. Okay. All right, if you would, please bow your hearts again. Yes?
Kristen Killian is a nurse. I think we need to include her.
Does anybody work in security at schools here? We definitely got Kristen. Are we missing anybody? We don't want to miss anybody. We just want to smother you with prayer. Okay, so I want to pray over John. Yeah, which actually I think you probably made one of the magnets that you can dedicate to. Okay? Yep. Anybody else? Overlooking is never intentional, I can guarantee you that. It's just sometimes it gets overwhelming. Anything? Okay, let's bow our hearts again. Father, we thank you for the students that we just brought up here, that they were a part of our prayer earlier, that we want to pray over them as they go to school and they represent you, no matter if it's college, no matter if it's high school, middle school, elementary, preschool, They're all your children. And you bless them with parents. And I pray for the parents. Pray for a blessing upon them, that they will encourage their child in their classes. And Father, also, I pray when disappointments come, or even the lack of focus comes, that they will be encouragers to strive as a goal to give all the effort that they can give. And when they know that effort is given, they bless their child with the love that they already show, and they share with them in words and in action. Father, I do want to pray over the security of all of our schools nationwide, worldwide. We have some enemies out there that wants to do Satan's work of evil. And Father, I pray that you will help the teachers and the principals and the assistants and the security officers all to be on alert, to be ready, and realizing that the most precious thing to them during their day are our children, their students. So, Father, we pray for our teachers and our principals. Grant them an abundance of your wisdom. Prepare their hearts to welcome and to love our children. And may we make sure to show them the love they need and the respect in return. Give them grace as they help students who aren't thriving. Courage to say what needs to be said. Give them the tools and the knowledge on how and when to speak in love, and strength when they feel weak. When they feel unseen, Father, remind them that they are incredibly important to us, and they is important to us. We are overwhelmed with gratitude for their gift, for the gift of learning, and they share with our children. Bless them, Lord, and may they see even just a glimpse of how their faithfulness will forever impact generation after generation to come. It's in your majestic name, God, in your mercy and your grace of the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And may we be guided by your spirit of holiness throughout the whole school year. And we say together in those names, amen. All right, Brother Jerry's going to come up, and he's going to offer up any other prayers that have been asked. So if you want to make your way, Jerry, come on up. And then he's going to pray for the meal as well. And then we're going to end with a song together, and I'll have you stand up for that. So I know he has something special here in mind. Jerry, you want the microphone?
No, I'll use one up on there.
You're going up there.
We have several.
Hang on a second. Somebody that we have overlooked and who's in the audience today will be a police officer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Will was out there in the city of Conover. I mean, I see him a lot. And these guys do an excellent job of patrolling the streets and keeping people safe. I can't imagine what this young man sees on a daily basis.
Amen.
Dealing with the community and family. So I think just remember Jerry.
Offer a prayer for our police officers. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Anything else? Kaylin Bibby, I want to confer a special blessing on you as you prepare to go to England this week for 3 months of study. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. May he bless you with strength and grace to deal with the challenges of this endeavor. May he give you the desire to be an ambassador for Christ and the ability to be a good representative for the United States of America. Remember whose you are. Those that are sick, those that are bereaved. Deborah Miles lost her sister yesterday, Barbara Miles. Grayson Creedmore, prayers for his healing before the school year starts. A special prayer on Casey Allen and his mom. Casey is going through a very rough time right now, and he needs not only our prayers, but our support, and Georgiana needs our support and prayers as well. Jennifer Stillman, she lost her mother. We offer prayers on her behalf. All the ones that are in the bulletin, those that are deployed, John Mayhew, a co-worker, Matt Hosclaw, all others that might be in that category. Also for Will, as he puts his life on the line every day when he puts that uniform on. From past experience, having a son in the police force, it's like putting a target on your back, I guess, in today's society, and that's not good. All the ones that's listed in the bulletin that we didn't mention, please keep them in your prayers. We also are going to pray for these collectively and also for the meal. Bow with me. Holy Father, we do come before you again, just thanking you for the privilege of being able to come before your throne. How awesome it is when we really, really think about what a blessing that is. And we ask your blessing on each one of these people that was mentioned, Deborah Miles, Grayson Creedmore, Casey Allen, and Jennifer Stillman, all the ones in the bulletin, John Mayhew, Will Snyder, Matt Hosclaw, and all others, Father, and especially we pray for those that are outside of your circle of love, that you would touch their hearts, especially the ones that has been contemplating giving their life to you, Father. Help each one of us in this congregation to be a blessing and encouragement to them and to each other, Father, and we ask your blessing up on the meal that is currently being prepared. We ask your blessings on those that are preparing it. Bless it to the bodies of those that consume it. And we thank you for all the efforts that went into all of these things, for recognizing the back-to-school kids, young adults, and parents and teachers and what have you. And we ask you to be with us this week, Father. Help us to take advantage of the opportunities that come our way to be a good ambassador for you and to be a blessing to others. And we ask all of this in Christ's name, and we say together,